From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama hosted his first official state dinner last night for Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. The dinner was the latest step in an Obama administration effort to improve relations with India, whose leaders have expressed some concern about the attention the U.S. is paying to its rival and neighbor China and to Pakistan. Mr. Obama celebrated what he called the great and growing partnership between the United States and India. With a record number of Americans at risk of going hungry, the Obama administration has launched a new program to recruit volunteers and other help. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Agriculture Department says that 49 million Americans last year had trouble getting enough food, and most experts think the number will rise. So the Obama administration has put a new program on its website, serve.gov, that will try to match people with volunteer opportunities around the country. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says it might involve donating to a food bank or giving some time. He says the problem is everywhere.
The reality is that these families and these children we're talking about who are hungry could very well live right next door to each of us. And as a result, we all have a role to play.
The administration says it wants to eliminate childhood hunger by the year 2015, but officials admit it's an ambitious goal. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Britain's investigators reviewing planning and justification of the Iraq War have heard that the U.S. was discussing regime change even before the September 11th attacks of 2001. Larry Miller reports from London.
The inquiry was told the idea of overthrowing Saddam Hussein had been discussed in an internal British Foreign Office paper a year before the U.S.-led Iraq invasion, but was dismissed as having no basis in law. This was backed by Sir Peter Ricketts, then chairman of the Joint Intelligence Committee. Ricketts testified it was not British policy, despite growing talk about regime change in the new U.S. administration of President George W. Bush. However, Ricketts said there was concern in London and Washington that the strategy of containment was failing. The inquiry will next hear about the intelligence given to the government on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction prior to the invasion. The independent inquiry is examining how Britain became committed to going to war. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The death toll in a massacre in the Philippines is now 57 after the discovery of more bodies. The dead include at least 18 journalists who had been traveling with a gubernatorial candidate. Police say they are investigating a member of a powerful provincial clan, and they suspect the massacre is related to the upcoming election. Stock markets have been trading higher today. This is NPR News. Abe Polan, the longtime owner of the national basketball team, the Washington Wizards, has died at the age of 85. NPR's Claudine Ibade has more.
Abe Polan and his wife Irene owned the Washington Wizards for 45 years, making them the longest tenured owners in the NBA. Polan was also a one-time owner of the National Hockey League's Washington Capitals and women's NBA team Washington Mystics. When Polan took ownership of the NBA franchise in 1964, they were known as the Baltimore Bullets and eventually became the Washington Wizards. The team won a lone championship in 1978 as the Washington Bullets and solidified a strong fan base in the nation's capital. In 1997, Polan built a $200 million sports arena in downtown D.C. It now houses the city's NBA, WNBA, and NHL teams and helped revitalize the downtown D.C. neighborhood. Polan had been suffering from a rare neurological disorder. Claudine Bade, NPR News, Washington.
Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals was the unanimous choice for the National League Most Valuable Player this year. He got all 32 first-place votes in the balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. This is Pujols' third win in 9 seasons. His most recent previous win was in 2005. Pujols led the major league with 47 home runs and 124 runs scored. Florida's Hanley Ramirez was the runner-up. AAA expects the highways to be crowded starting later today. That's because many people are skipping air travel in favor of cheaper options, including their own cars and trains, and some who would normally travel are staying home due to tight budgets. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.